For us, of course, it's extremely important, and we have so many countries and individuals contributing to peace and security and stability around the world. And the sacrifices also they make. Last year we lost only in 2014 125 peacekeepers. This year, in the first 5 months of 2015, we've lost already 48. So it's that also. But then the living conditions and where they work, where they're deployed in, and also their commitment and their engagement to work there. This has to be recognized and has to be appreciated. So we try to do this every day. It's like with mothers. You know, we love our mothers and we care for our mothers all year round, but we have a Mother's Day, which it's a special day. So for us, we recognize and we appreciate the contribution of all the peacekeepers, all the things they do in order to implement mandates on the ground in the field, but there's a special day that we want to dedicate to them, and that's the purpose of this occasion.
Now, you served as the head of the UN mission in Haiti, MINUSTAH, after the earthquake in January 2010. Having worked in the field at such a difficult time for the organization, can you describe the meaning of the day to the UN peacekeepers?
It's a day of remembrance because, for example, in Haiti, we lost only the UN, the peacekeeping mission, we lost 102 of our friends and colleagues. And as I said before, we every year and every almost every day now we're losing peacekeepers around the world, especially in Mali. Mali has become the most dangerous mission we have right now. We've lost in the life of the mission 50 peacekeepers since, 18 months now. So it's a day of remembrance. It's a day of recognition. It's a day also of celebration because we've had more than 68 peacekeeping missions and during the last 70 years, and all of them created by the Security Council and also terminated by the Security Council after we have accomplished our mandate. The nature of peacekeeping also, it should be short-lived. We should be there to stabilize, provide security, etc., working with other partners, humanitarian and developmental partners, also for them to do their job and taking advantage of the presence of a peacekeeping mission in a certain country.
Now, speaking of the nature of UN peacekeeping, it has changed a lot since the beginning, since 1948, I believe, was the first mission, especially today due to terrorism. How is the UN adapting to this evolving world?
Well, the first thing we should really recognize and say is that we are not a counterterrorism operation, and we will never be one. So we'll not be involved in counterterrorism actions or operations. This is something that we're not prepared for. We don't have a mandate for that, and we don't have the assets to do that. It's not in the nature of peacekeeping. We're not peace enforcers. So this should be done by others, countries or coalitions of the willing, etc. But we have a different function, a different responsibility. And the nature of the conflict has been changing and evolving, and we have to adapt to that, but mainly to provide protection to our peacekeepers. As I mentioned, in Mali, we have every day these asymmetric attacks, improvised explosive attacks, suicide bombers, etc., that are targeting peacekeepers. So we have to improve the way we work in order to provide the necessary protection and safety to our staff.
Is it difficult to find peacekeepers? Are people still willing to be deployed to those difficult locations?
Yes, they are. This is one of the most admirable features in peacekeeping, that in spite of all the dangers and the risks, you have volunteers. They want to go to these places and contribute. And so this is what we admire and we appreciate enormously. And that's why we have UN Peacekeepers Day, in order to express our gratitude to them.